7:37, Brock Hunter. Welcome
morning.
To the Plan B morning show. Let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite and Decatur in Benton Township. There is a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and they're growing. They want to grow with you. Specialite, Decatur, Benton Township. Your topic for today. What one actor would you like to have with you if you ever got into a bar fight? All right, you're out there having a couple brewskis, enjoying it. All of a sudden, some guy goes, hey, you eyeballed my woman. Yeah, you want to go, bro? He's probably wearing an Affliction shirt and some buckle jeans, and he's going to want to fight you.
He's ready to go.
He's ready
to go. Pretty big dude. He's a pretty big dude, too.
What one actor would you like to have with you if you ever got into a bar fight?
In the eyes of a ranger lie upon you. Imagine that big belt buckle, those tight Wrangler jeans. He rolls up in that Dodge.
Those action ready to, jeans.
Oh, man. Those roundhouse jeans. That's what you call them. You know what we're going to do? We're going to end an episode of Walker, Texas Ranger, Brock. He's going to come flying in that truck. We're going to team up and just start roundhousing mugs.
Now, okay. Chuck Norris now or Chuck Norris in the 90s? Is that what you're saying? 90s Chuck Norris?
I mean, you pick. Doesn't matter.
I mean, actually, even now, he'd probably still be able to do some damage.
Sure.
Not a bad answer. Chuck Norris.
I'm going with Norris, man. Good luck.
He is a very good choice, you know. And there's a lot of guys out there, you know, actors that may seem like good at it, but he, like, legit knows.
He's legit.
Karate, all right?
I hope you don't like a boot to the face because you're about to get one.
Yeah. God, too. Could you imagine him roundhouse kicking you in the face with a boot?
With those snake skins. Ooh.
God, man. And it's impressive that he can get his leg as high as he can in those tight Wrangler jeans.
Absolutely.
You know?
I'm telling you. That's how he ends episodes. That's what we're about to do.
All right. Good idea. Chuck Norris in a bar fight. Probably a good guy to have on your side. You two could, like, stand back to back too, and then you just let him do all the work, let him do everything.
It's like the army of two, man.
It'd be you hiding behind a bar stool while Chuck Norris kicked everyone else's ass. That's it.
Did you get them all?
Can I come out now, Chuck? Chuck, is it okay? Is it safe? He's like, yeah, come on out. There you go.
And then he carries me out of the bar.
Like that scene in An Officer and a Gentleman with Richard Gere's carrying you out. That's fantastic. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
I'd watch that movie. Good answer. I'm going with the muscles from Brussels. If I had one actor that would be with me in a bar fight, have my back, I'm going with the one and only Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, what the hell? You know what? Bring him in. Bring him into the same bar. I guarantee you, me and Norris are going to take care of you guys.
No way, man.
Jean-Claude Van Damme versus Chuck Norris.
Dude.
Come on.
The guy can do the splits like that, all right?
For hours. Yeah, right.
Good luck.
I think Norris can too, though.
Probably. I mean, I don't want to fight you guys. That's not how the scenario goes.
Yeah, that's true. It's somebody else. That's all the guys with the Affliction shirts. Let's team up.
Us four. Chuck, Hunter, Brock, Van Damme, watch out now.
No, it's Chuck and Van Damme fighting and Brock and I holding each other over in the corner.
Sucking our thumbs, going, oh, I make it stop. Please don't hit us in the face, please. I think Van Damme would be a safe bet. I think Van Damme would work.
He's pretty badass. Yeah. You know what's nice about Van Damme is everything would be slow motion.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
For like a half hour of slow motion footage.
I'm just picturing the scene in Kickboxer when he gets Bloodsport. He gets the sand thrown. Like, yeah. Fantastic.
It is.
And
5 minutes of that.
Think about the awesome. What we'd have to do is make sure there was like some awesome 80s music, 80s song out there. Like, you're the best. Around, nothing's ever gonna keep it down. Like that playing in the background where they're just...
Yeah, what we need to do is we need to do a montage with them beforehand. Oh, dude. Get all warmed up and ready for the fight, you know?
Fantastic. Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait. This is going to be so great.
So stupid. How we come up with this topic?
I don't know. But I want it to happen now. This is a life goal for it to happen. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What one actor would you like to have with you if you ever got into a bar fight? All right, they got your back. We're going to have your answer when we come back. Stick around. Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yeah. What's up, man?
We're talking about bar fights, all right? So your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What one actor would you like to have with you in a bar fight, all right? You're not fighting them. They're fighting with you, okay? They got your back, okay? They got your back. They're gonna help you.
Speaking of bar fight, real quick, on that Quest, that VR thing that I got, there is a game called Bar Fight where you're just sitting in a bar and all of a sudden people just start duking it out and you just start wailing on people.
Fantastic.
It's great.
Looked like there's going to be a brawl. Got a good one?
Yep.
Hell yeah, man. Rolling Stones. Street fighting, man. G7.
You just said G8.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, let's see. We got some great answers on Facebook. What one actor would you have with you in a bar fight? Vicky said, that's so easy. Bruce Lee. I know, you don't like Bruce Lee. You think Bruce Lee's a fraud?
He's a fraud, guys. I mean, I'm not saying he's not a good fighter, but he's not this great.
I would love.
He would have gotten his, I mean, he can get his ass kicked, guys. He's human, just like you and I. Quit treating this guy like he's a god.
Hunter, I would love to watch Bruce Lee literally rip the heart from your body.
I mean, he could. He probably could. But you know what? Don't sit there and tell me that you would destroy everybody and every. He never got into a real fight. He's 0-0, period. Go look it up.
Because no one wanted to fight him because he was so dangerous. That's
right,
why.
Right.
That's why.
You know? Sorry. Your legend is a legend, but not as legendary as you think he is.
I mean, I'm not going to fight him, but I'm just saying. let's see. Robert said Steven Seagal or Chuck Norris. Hey, Steven Seagal, come on
Seagal,
now.
Get out of here with that.
Oh.
He's even more of a fraud than
Steven
Bruce
Seagal.
Lee.
Yeah, that guy. He'd have to put down his pastrami sandwich first before he got going.
Is he going to hit you with his ponytail?
Yeah, exactly. He's going to whip you with his ponytail. Steven Seagal, that jowly Jabba the Hutt son of a bitch. He couldn't do anything. Steven Seagal.
But he always talks really serious, Brock, and he always talks really low.
You better watch out. These hands are dangerous.
Steven Seagal.
These are weapons of mass destruction, these hands, Steven Seagal. See his ponytail?
If you guys get a chance, just go out there and start looking up Steven Seagal stories. There's a lot of celebrities out there that just have phenomenal Seagal stories. Like, dude, this guy's such a chump.
Just a chump. Look up
Rob Schneider's Steven Seagal story when you guys get a chance.
And that's coming from Rob Schneider, okay?
Right. It's hilarious, dude.
Let's see. Amber had a good one. Sam Elliott. Nice. He'd be good.
He probably wouldn't even have to fight. Just look at that guy and you're like, eh.
Yeah, I'm not fighting Sam Elliott. He's got that mustache, man. He was in Roadhouse. Come on, though. He knows what he's doing. Right. Take your head in the knee. Ooh, Sadie said Wesley Snipes.
Ooh, Blade?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a good one.
I'd do it.
See, it happen. Well, you know, he's a daywalker. He can do it during the day.
Daywalker? No, we're not talking about the characters they play. That's the thing, though. Because you could go crazy if you're talking about the characters that they play. You know?
I mean, come on.
It's the actor himself. But I do think Wesley Snipes is pretty well trained.
I mean, he did play Blade, so he is Blade.
Not to mention how he was in... what was the movie with Stallone? Not Time Cop. Demolition Man. Dude.
Demolition
Wesley
Man.
Snipes is badass in Demolition Man.
Mm-hmm. Snipes is a good one. I like that one.
Let's see.
How about this one? I got another one I'm going to throw out there. Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, he'd be a good one. He's obviously well trained. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be killing anybody with the pencil as Keanu Reeves, but, you know, not a bad answer. Not a bad answer. David Hodges said Ed O'Neill.
Bundy.
Hey, he could. I bet you he could take a hit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He used to take a lot of hits in high school football. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You're good. And I think he is trained in like Brazilian jiu-jitsu too.
You're absolutely 100% right on that. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He's actually highly trained in that.
Yeah.
Is it jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Couples of people said Jason Statham. I think he could probably fight. You know, he looks like a fighter.
Jason Statham.
Is he Batman? No. With?
I don't know. Jason, he kind of always talks like he's real low.
He's in
a new movie I just saw. Was it? I can't remember what the name of it was. It's on Netflix. Great movie. Great movie.
Let's see. Nicole said Jason Momoa. He might be able to fight.
Is that Aquaman?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, he's a big dude. I think Jason Momoa is that kind of guy that probably could throw some people around pretty well.
Yeah.
Pretty well.
He'll probably throw you up on the bar and drag you across the whole bar.
He's that kind of guy. He's that kind of guy. Let's see. Ben said Patrick Swayze. Well, he said Dalton, who Patrick Swayze played in the movie Roadhouse. I don't. Swayze's a dancing fighter. You know, he's got to
get his leg up that high because he dances.
He's got a dancer's body. Not saying he couldn't, you know.
Right.
But
I don't think he stands a chance up next to Norris or.
I like Bobby's answer. I like Bobby's answer. He took a different route. Okay, you can have one actor back you up in a bar fight. He said Chris Farley. He could diffuse the tension and get people laughing. So he doesn't want to fight. He wants, but also, too, I bet you Chris Farley could kick some ass. I bet you he could, man. He's a
massive
guy.
Human being, and he used to throw his weight around, that's for sure.
Yeah.
How about this approach? I'm going to think a different approach. I'm throwing another one in there. Betty White. Who's going to punch Betty White in the face? Nobody.
I will punch Betty White right in the face. Look, Betty White wants to step to me and she thinks she's not going to get knocked out just because she's Betty White, look, I'm going to punch you, Betty White.
You're an old lady, man. Yeah.
Look, she knows what she's getting into. Look, if that old lady is trying, you know, throw down with me, she's got to know I'm not going to hold anything back. Yeah. I will
at least give her the first shot.
I will knock Betty White the F out, bro.
Right in the chin.
Yeah. Knock the F out,
Betty. Yeah. You think I'm going to let that old blue hair come in and just because I'm not going to let she can come at me with her cane. I'm knocking her out.
Right. Jesus, Brock, you didn't have to ground and pound Betty White. She was out. Yeah. She was out with the first hit.
She didn't tap. She thought she could go the distance.
Just waiting for the ref.
I'm taking her. I will choke Betty White the F out, bro.
Honestly, no, I really think she could choke you up.
She's been through a lot. She's been through a lot, man. Right. Been through a lot.
You think until you get in that fight and she arm bars you and you're tapping.
She's got one of those canes with a sword in it. Like, whoa.
Jesus, lady.
Good God, Betty White. Let's see. Rebecca said Charlie Sheen. That's an interesting answer. Maybe he's all coked up.
Interesting.
Coked up Charlie Sheen? Yeah.
He's on a 10-gram rock. He's flying around that bar.
Let's see. Yeah, a lot of Keanu Reeves. A lot of people said Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He'd probably be a good one.
Oh, dude. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah.
He grew up throwing people around.
Yeah, a lot of answers are Keanu Reeves, Chuck Norris, and Bruce Lee. What if I
show up with like Brock Lesnar or someone like that? Jeez. Or like the mountain from Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, Bjorn and Jorgensen or whatever. Yeah. You know? Yeah. That would be a good guy to have with you. Just literally rip a person in half. Like just straight up rip someone in half. Nuts.
It's fighting time. Yeah, can I be on their side?
I'm just gonna I'm gonna sit on this guy's shoulders while he beats the hell out of all of you. That's the only way this is going down. Yeah, yeah.
Sit on his shoulder and eat popcorn. Watch him beat the hell out of you.
I'll take the little guy. You get the rest of them. All right. We're gonna take a break. We got more when we come back. Stick around.